Straight Talk, Excipa.com's podcast on graduate admissions. I'm Linda Abraham, the founder of Excipa.com and the host of this podcast. Thank you very much for joining us. For today's segment of Admissions Straight Talk, I have invited Anne Perrigo to join us. Anne is the Associate Program Director at the University of Michigan's Masters of Entrepreneurship Program, a brand new program that I thought many listeners would be interested in learning more about. According to the program's website, it brings together the cultures of the business school and the engineering school, quote, in a novel synthesis that is greater than the sum of its parts. I know we have listeners interested in business, interested in technology, and interested in entrepreneurship. Let's learn more about this innovative program that might suit your needs to a T. Anne, thank you very much for joining us today on Admissions Straight Talk. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Linda. I appreciate the opportunity.
Great. Now, I know your website provides extensive information about the program, but can you just provide us a brief overview that for those listeners who have not yet seen the website and they can go get more details later, you know, from your website?
Sure, absolutely. The Master of Entrepreneurship is a one-year master's program, delivers 36 credit hours of curriculum, and it is aimed at students who are coming in with a technical background already. So generally aiming to those students who might have an engineering degree or something in the STEM field, science, technology, engineering, math. The students will have courses taught by Ross faculty at the Ross School of Business and by College of Engineering faculty. Underlying the courses is a practicum that runs for both fall and winter semesters where the students will be working sort of in a hands-on environment to execute on what they're learning in the classroom.
So kind of learning and applying simultaneously.
Exactly. Ross has a term, they call it action-based learning. There are many terms out there, but it basically marries what they're doing in their class, what they're learning in their classes, and then the students are working in teams on a technology, looking to build a venture around technology, and it's that aspect that they'll be working in and on in the practicum.
Do you expect your students to have work experience? Or is this a pre-experience program?
It is pre-experience, but we do have this with the inaugural class coming in this fall. Experience ranges from 0 to 12 years. So we have students coming directly out of undergraduate programs and those that have been out in the workforce for a while who may be looking to change career and move into entrepreneurship and innovation.
So the quantity of work experience is at least at this point in time not necessarily a criteria either way. It's not a plus or a minus in your view as you evaluate applicants?
That is correct.
Okay. Now, I understand from the program's website that you are looking for people strong in the sciences, as you just mentioned, particularly in engineering, who have an idea that they want to commercialize. What if a prospective applicant, I have to speak to somebody like that just a couple of days ago, what if a prospective applicant has lots of ideas and knows he or she wants to go into business, but isn't actually directed towards one idea?
That probably describes many of our incoming students. This program would help through the action-based learning. They're going to learn how to identify opportunities, how to really investigate those ideas that they may have. So they are going to practice in the real world here with the technology, with the team they've chosen. It may or may not be their own technology that they're bringing in. They might be doing that on the side or later on, but they will learn the process. They will iterate through and learn how to really take something from the inception of an idea and really tease out markets and industries and potential for that technology and how one might build a venture around it. So many of our students have those types of minds going right now.
Okay. Yeah, that's, again, this is somebody I spoke with the other day. What if, do many of your graduates, do you anticipate, I mean, obviously from the program you can see that you anticipate some of your graduates going directly into taking whatever idea they either join the program with or developing the program and then immediately starting their own venture. But do you anticipate a percentage of your class or some of your graduates, let's say, working particularly in other startups before starting their own venture or perhaps working in an entrepreneurial role in corporate, in a corporation? I'm going to say corporate America, but it doesn't have to be America.
Right. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. That was a question.
Right. I think that's actually probably the what we'll see more of is some students will be able to take something they've worked on through this year and hopefully are very successful in launching something. But, you know, luck will have it that it's not possible that all of them will be at that point when they graduate, nor, as you say, might not be feeling ready to take that risk of you know, limited income or potentially limited income.
Right.
So they will be very well poised to join a startup and play a larger role, a more strategic role in a startup than they otherwise would have been able to coming into that just with an engineering degree. They could also be well suited to join a high-tech startup or even a larger technology company or a larger to take on an innovation role within a Fortune 500 company even.
Mm-hmm.
And some have an interest down the road in pursuing a career perhaps in venture capital or going into patent law or working for governmental or perhaps university technology transfer operations.
Okay.
So I think there's a large market out there.
Oh, yeah. So
yeah.
Do you see people, let's say, coming into the program with perhaps a JD or a master's in finance or something like that who really want this entrepreneurial education? Is that also possibly an appropriate candidate for the program?
It could be. The caveat there would be that they have enough of a that they're technologically savvy enough that they can speak the language. And so we're looking, there are some students who have business backgrounds, prior business degrees, as you said, particularly in finance. Mm-hmm. That are coming into the program, and we were careful to look to make sure that they had enough of the hard sciences as well, so that it's they're truly working as a team on the entire aspect of it, and able to down the line probably work between the technological departments, the R&D departments, whomever, and CEO, or perhaps be one.
Now, on the website, you know, and you—I think you alluded this to this answer in a couple of questions ago. Is the focus on the website certainly seems to be very much an engineering focus, and maybe even an information technology focus and high tech, or is it really broader? In other words, what about a business idea involving biotech or healthcare innovation or transportation or rocketry or the broader STEM world, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics?
Mm-hmm. I think we have a number of students, as I look at their profiles, as we survey students that are coming in, for instance, for this inaugural class, and they share with us, of course, I know their backgrounds, but also their interest for the future. What are they interested in doing? And we have a number who you happen to call it out, are interested in biomedical field or healthcare in general. Maybe that's pharmaceuticals, medical devices, a large interest in clean technology.
Sure.
So, yeah, so this program will help to serve all those people who are interested in working in those kind of fields and really want to apply the knowledge they learn through this program.
Now, you were previously the program coordinator at Ross's Zell Lurie Institute for Entrepreneurial Studies. Obviously, this is a one-year program. The MBA is a two-year program. There's a much reduced tuition cost as well as opportunity cost involved in the MSE. But other than those very obvious differences, how does the MSE better suit the needs of the would-be entrepreneur? What's the advantages of the program over an MBA with a concentration in entrepreneurship?
I think there are probably several, but and you mentioned being 1 year as opposed to two, and
right.
I don't think we should dismiss that too quickly because
no.
Many of these students are so anxious to get moving, to get out there, that every day that they're not, you know, moving forward is a day perhaps, you know, that they're behind.
Somebody's
in their mind.
Somebody's going to beat them to the punch.
That's right, exactly.
Yeah.
But I think it's a very different group of people, and you're right. I worked at Ross School of Business in the Zell Lurie Institute for Entrepreneurial Studies, and that there are a number of entrepreneurial electives offered at Ross School of Business and across the university's campus. What's unique about the curriculum that's being delivered through this program is that, for instance, since we're talking about the Ross side of things, that the Ross faculty got together along with the faculty at Zeller Institute and took a look at what core business courses do these students need.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually rewrote, they wrote the curriculum for this program. So there's an entrepreneurial strategy class that looks at strategy through the lens of an entrepreneur.
Wow.
Accounting, finance, marketing, delivered specifically targeted to the entrepreneur. So they don't necessarily have to sit through all of the MBA curriculum, as you said, spend the 2 years. But these students, I think, are not the same students that are interested. So I think it's not equivalent to an MBA, nor is it meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
It is, I guess, highly targeted and delivered curriculum for a group of people that sort of has that end goal in mind, whatever that end goal may be. Please go ahead.
The MBA can serve somebody who's going into retail. It can serve all kinds of different corporate kinds of roles and experiences. From what I understood, yours is really for somebody coming from a technical background who wants to commercialize an idea.
Correct.
Correct.
Correct. And yes, and there are. The MBA is the perfect solution for those who also have engineering undergraduates and engineering masters, and they're looking to move into upper management, but maybe not necessarily be the innovator within a company. So we certainly did a lot of market research with students and faculty and employers to figure out what is it? How do you build a program like this that makes sense? That's not the same as the MBA, as you said, with other courses. That doesn't pull away from that either.
So if somebody's interested in entrepreneurship and comes to you and says, should I go for the MSc or should I go for an MBA in entrepreneurship? What guidelines would you give them?
I have that conversation with prospective.
I'm sure you have it all the time.
We have that all the time. And the flip side of that question too, if I might just throw it in, is sure. And why don't I just go to an incubator?
Okay. Okay.
And that would that last piece of the question, the incubator piece, comes in if someone's really already got that idea that they're executing on. And
right.
For those folks, they're not looking at an MBA, so I shouldn't have thrown that into the same question, but now that I
That's
have
okay.
I guess I apologize.
Okay, no problem. I didn't have that question on my list, so I'm glad you raised
that line of thought. And that would be for those students that are really looking at something more in the software a platform or web platform that is really just all about execution and all about, you know, programming and getting the, you know, iterations out there in front of folks and redoing it. And they just need to get their feet on the ground. They need to spend their money just working through that. For the MBA versus the Master of Entrepreneurship, I guess the question that I ask is, you know, what are your short-term goals and what are your long-term goals? Mm-hmm. As you look, the MSc is really set for those folks who want to get going now in the startup industry, whether it's their own or if they want to become an innovator. So, gosh, the MBA tends to be more for those students if they're looking for, you know, I'd like to graduate here with a job in a, you know, Fortune 100 company with great perks and with a sure thing all the way down. I want to map out my future this way.
Right.
I want to go into consulting. I want to go into finance. I want to go into those areas.
And maybe sometime later I'll start my own business, but I'm not really committed to that short term.
Right. And actually, to be fair, though, I worked with a number of MBAs here at Ross whose long-term goals are to start something up. But frankly, usually they need to, number one, go get a job upon graduation to pay back school expenses, and also to get a little more time sort of in industry. And so when for instance, the university looks at how many students have started businesses, there's a huge number that, you know, 5-10 years down the road who have gone through the entrepreneurial programs here but initially they might go work for another startup or work for a larger company in an industry. So I think it tends to be the question is, as I talk to those students, really, as you said, what are your shorter term goals? What are your longer term goals? You know, where do you see yourself in a company? Could also be the question.
All right. And did you answer the question about the incubator? Is basically.
Sure. I don't know if I did or not. So let me.
Okay.
I think the incubator question is one that if it's less technical based, if it's less technology built around a physical technology or a physical product, if a student is looking at something that is more, you know, software-based, then it's this degree is not that appropriate because there's just another way of other avenues through which you iterate on those changes to your product and get it out in front of your customers and just push it out, and that's just probably better served at an incubator or on their own just. With mentorship, just pushing through and iterating through very quickly, because as you said, in those cases, you know, time is of the essence, and they don't really need to look at how their technology fits in an industry or in a distribution system. These are the kind of questions that the MSc will take a look at and delve into.
Okay. Now, can you tell us a little bit? I saw that, you know, the program even has, as part of it towards the end, you know, launch a venture, participation in incubator, and even seed funding. Could you talk to us a little bit about that?
Sure. It's a 12-month program, and so I think earlier I talked about the fall and winter semesters being curriculum both at the College of Engineering and the Ross School of Business, with the practicum underlying all of that. Mm-hmm. But then come the summer, because the program is another 4 months long, if the ventures